So I'd like to talk about mitzvahs, tzrichas kavana, mitzvahs lab, tzrichas kavana. But before we get into the primary sugya, which is brachos on daf yud ches, it pays just to be aware of the machlokas in general. Perhaps one of the good examples, better examples, would be the case of hatokel l'shir. If a person blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, are they yotzi the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar or not? If you hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, obviously you'd have to have greater kavana than just tokel l'shir. If, however, you argue that mitzvahs lav tzrichos kavana, then we would tell you that tokel l'shir is in fact sufficient, and your yotze, your mitzvah, even though you didn't have any kavana, you didn't have any kavana at all, as long as you like the sound of the shofar, that is the major machlok. Take a look at Masechet Brachos on Daf Chaf. I'm sorry, Yud Gimel. I'm an Aleph. There, the Gemara has a fascinating Mishnah, which will hopefully open up our sugya. If you have a sheet in front of you, fantastic. If not, there's one more Gemara up there on the shelf. Says the Mishnah. First Mishnah in the second paragraph of Brachos. Hayakorei Batorah v'higia zman hamikra. A guy's reading Chumash, and it comes time to read the Kriyat Shema. Im kivei libo yatsa. If you have kavana, then you're yotze. Okay? You need kavana. If you would not have kavana, then what? You would not be yotze. Now, there are all sorts of other technicalities you have to work out. What does that mean he's reading the Torah? Is he reading straight through Chumash? You see, if that's the case, he read Parshas Tzitzis first, then Vahafta, Shmaisel Vahafta, and only then Vahaya, out of order. And there's a whole bunch of other psukim you read in the middle. What that case is, leave aside for a moment. I don't want to discuss the nature of Kriyat Shema. Maybe it's only one paragraph, and the mitzvahs that rise don't, whatever. The question I wanted to focus in upon is mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. You cannot read this and not touch upon that, or at least notice the issue. We can talk about it afterwards, but we have not a lot of time, and I got a late start. You put those two factors together, and those are great reasons to leave, just to table this issue. So the mission says that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, what do you need? Kavana. Good. So the Gemara says, right there on the first line of Gemara, Shema mina mitzvah tzrichas kavana. What do you see from here? Mitzvahs need kavana. Because if you read Shema and you had no kavana, you were not yotze. It must be that what? You do need kavana. Then the Gemara says, one second, maybe not. Stage two. Ma'i im kivin libo. Maybe, what does it mean, im kivin libo? Maybe we can reinterpret stage two. Right, stage one was the kasha. Don't you see? Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. It's a kasha slash it's a raya that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. No, stage two is the teretz. What's the teretz? Again, what does it mean to have kavana? It doesn't mean kavana l'shem mitzvah or any lofty, noble level of kavana. Ma'i kivin libo likros. It just means he has kavana likros. Then it was 1 second. That doesn't make any sense. Likros, comma, v'hokakari. The guy read. Does he not realize? Did he not notice? What do you mean? He knows he's reading. Is the guy reading in his sleep? He read, he knows what's going on. And the Gemara then says, no, I'll tell you the teretz. You know what the teretz is? He's not reading it stam. He's actually b'korei lehigia. B'korei lehigia. Which literally means he's checking it. He's probably, the case is he's a sofer, and he wants to make sure it's good. And he's kind of reading it with his mouth as he goes along. And he's right? The simple case is, let's take a look at Rashi. This is how Rashi interprets the Gemara. And we'll take a look at Tosfos afterwards. Rashi says, let's read the Rashi. Shema mina mitzvah sweetens kavana. Shem is kavein l'shem mitzvah. V'tikshu l'rabba dabar b'sefes Rosh Hashanah tokei l'shir yatza. That's exactly how we interpreted it. Kashan, Rabba who holds tokei l'shir is yotze. Don't you see the kavana? The Gemara says, kivein likreis. Kibelikros, aval let's say si de mitzvah lo ba'ina she miskavin elo likros b'atara ba'alma. Mitzvahs tzrichas kavana holds you need l'shem mitzvah. Mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavana holds you need a lower level of kavana, just to know what you're doing. Kavana for the pa'ula, not for the l'shem mitzvah. Then the Gemara asks, hakakari, Ha Bakore Kaasik Tana Vasi Diktani Kore Batora Bakore Lehigia Tasefrim Yeshbo Tostafila Kriya Nami Lomisad. According to Shita's Rashi, there are three different levels. What is the highest level of Kavana? Lishem Mitzvah. What is level number two? Lishem Ha Maisim. Here it would be Kavana Likros. And the third level, which would be, you don't even realize that you're reading it. You have Kavana to check it. You don't even realize that you're reading it. Like level three would be Mamish Kul. And therefore Rashi says, Mitzvahs, Srichos Kavana holds of level one. Mitzvahs, Lav Srichos Kavana holds. You don't need Kavana L'shem Mitzvah, but you do need some level. You have to at least know what you're doing. And the Hakal Kari, the answer is Kari B'Higia. And if it's Kari B'Higia, you actually have like negative Kavana. Your Kavana is only L'Hagia. And therefore, in order to offset that, you have to return back to the neutral stage, which is L'shem Maisa Kriya. That is the Machlokes Amrayim according to Rashi. Clear. How we doing? Good? Jacob, you good? Are you with me? Solomon? Yeah. One level lower, you have managed no Kavana at all. Maybe even better would be to say, you know, Kavana Lehagia. Where your Kavana is Dafka not to reach, your Kavana is to, like, negative Kavana. You're looking for Kavana Shlili, you're looking for something else. That sheet does Rashi. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos disagrees. Says Tosfos, giving a master Bikore Lehagia. Perish Bakuntras She'ein Miskabi and Lakros. What does it mean, Karl Hagia? You have negative Kavana. Your Kavana is not to read. Your Kavana is only to check. Tema. Akati Hakakari. But at the end of the day, what? Yeah, you really read. Al Karchach Nira Bakuntras Hagia She'eno Kore Hatebos Kil Chasan. Who can you do that, son? Ela Kiksiva San Kari Kide Lahabin Bechisreros and Yeseros. Kimoli tatefet, u mezuzet, vim kibelibo lav dafke, ala kolomar, le kro, kidit, nikudasan, hilchasan. Says Tosfos, what does it mean, kore lehigia? Rashi held it was, you're having kavana to read. Says Tosfos, you mispronounced the words. You're greeting le tatefet. You're pronouncing the word shaloki hilchasan, shaloki nikudasan. What then does Kavana mean? According to Tosfos, it means pronouncing the words correctly. Lav dafka Kavana, but pronouncing the words correctly. That's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Before I begin to analyze this, can we get the Machlokes clear? Good. What's the Machlokes? According to Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Lachore, their Machlokes Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? No, that means L'shem Mitzvah. What does mitzvah slow srichas kavana mean? According to Rashi, it means you have a lower level. According to Tosis, mitzvah slav srichas kavana l'chore, how much kavana does it require? No. According to Tosfos, mitzvah slav srichas kavana means you don't need any kavana at all. What do you need? Just to do the kavula. Just do the mitzvah.
There's a fourth level
there, just doing the wrong. No, there's no fourth level. I guess the fourth level 5 would be not doing the correct pa'ula. And as long as you're doing the correct pa'ula, says Tosfos, you're yotzei. Let me say it differently. According to Rashi, mitzvah lav tzrichas kavana means you need less kavana. You don't need kavana l'shem mitzvah. According to Tosfos, it means kavana is not a variable. Right, I didn't say it like this, the way I like to break things down. Mitzvah's Tzrichas Kavana really has two assumptions. What are the two assumptions? Number one is that we need Tzrichim Kavana, and number two is what level? It's what Ramah of Kavana? The answer is L'shem Mitzvah. Mitzvah's Lav Tzrichas Kavana now says to someone of two things. Either
In other words,
kavana, again, I can't say better.
Assumption number one is, kavana is a chelek shel ha-mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah.
And number two is that you need a certain level. You need to level up with shei mitzvah.
Mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavana kol lo ichat lanu bichlal. Kavana is not an issue. Kavana is not part of the mitzvah. Kavana is like a total bonus.
Or mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavana could say,
we just have a ramah nimucha biyotir. We do value
kavana. Of course, everyone holds you need kavana. The question is, do you need a higher level of kavana or a lower level?
Tosfos attacks the first assumption, while Rashi thinks mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavana attacks the second assumption.
According to Tosfos, kavana is not a variable. Kavana is not part of the mitzvah. As long as you're doing the raw pa'ula, you're good. According to Rashi, you have to not just do the raw pa'ula, you have to have kavana, that's your reading. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana requires a heightened level of kavana. Yeah.
Is mitzvah tzrichas kavana, is that a machlokas for them, or mitzvahs in general need kavana when they don't? Now they're just arguing what that means. But is there a machlokas that they don't? Like, people say you don't need kavana during mitzvah.
That's what we're talking about. Your hakira is machlokas rashi process. When we say mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavana, does it need a lower level? It doesn't mean the kavana that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana that it needs. Or is kavana not a variable at all? No kavana, negative kavana doesn't make a difference.
But no, so but the phrase mitzvah tzrichas kavana or lav tzrichas kavana, which one do you hold on? Is it like
halacha l'maaseh?
No, saying we disagree on that. I don't know if we disagree on how to define them. So well, it sounds like these are
mitzvah tzrichas kavana makes two clear assumptions: A, kavana is an important variable, and B, you have to have the shein mitzvah. Mitzvah lav tzrichas kavana could say no. It's a smaller machlokes, a much more technical machlokes. They both agree that you need kavana. The question is how much. According to Rashi, mitzvah lav tzrichas kavana requires stam l'shem maisa. According to Tosfos, it's pashut no kavana bichlal.
And this applies to all mitzvahs, not just.
Yeah, this is the shofar, Kriyat Shmaos, it really happens, but you need levels of Kavanah, it's on the most basic level. Okay. If you look in the Lashon of Tosfos, you get the impression that the lumbus we're saying doesn't just fit in conceptually, but the words are very much medakte as such. Take a look in Tosfos. Look at Tosfos, it's perish because the name is Kavi and Legros Tema. Akati Tokakari, what kasha is that? You still read. And according to Tosfos, that's the whole world. We don't mix the slop chips. Kavana means we don't care if you have Kavana or not. Bahal Kalkari, that's exactly what you did. You read, and that's all we care about. And Tosfos, at the end of the day, what does Tosfos read Lav Davka? What is Lav Davka according to Tosfos? What? Right? When we say mitzvahs, when the Gemara says, pardon me, v'im ki ben libo, when the Mishnah says v'im ki ben libo, what does it mean? It means you read it properly, it meant you did the proper pa'ula, but what it doesn't mean is that you need kavana, because according to Tosfos, mitzvahs lav tzrichos, what? Bechlal doesn't need kavana. So you see it very much medactic in the Lashon of Tosfos. Rashi as well. Rashi Masvahaka Kari Habakori Kaasik Tana Vaasi Diktani. Hold a second. Right. Kivan Likros Avalatsesi de Mitzvah Lobaina. You don't need level one, but you do need Shiahe Miskabin Ella Likros Vatora Ba'alma. You have to know what you're doing. You have to be doing the right rule. So this is great. Long is on the board. And it's classical. You have one extreme approach of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. How much of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana does mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavana opinion reject? The whole thing, the furthest version of it, he has no need for kavana at all. According to Rashi, no, you do need kavana, but it's just not a valuable.
L'mai nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. So I'll share with you maybe one or two great nafkaminas. L'chora, the major nafkamina would be, what would be the halacha when you have negative kavana? Kavana shlili. If let's say I lift up a lulav with kavana not to the yotze, my kavana is not to fulfill this mitzvah. According to Rashi, l'chora, you would not fulfill the mitzvah because mitzvah lav tzrichos kavana means you need to have kavana that you're doing. Yeah, the right action. You have to have kavana for the action. I don't have kavana. I'm lacking that level of kavana. It's keeping my halachic pu'ula is lacking. However, according to Tosfos, as long as you're doing the right pu'ula, then what? You're yotze. According to Tosfos, negative kavana is your yotze bal karchach. You think you're not yotze? Surprise, surprise, here you are. Perhaps that's what Tosfos holds. Mitzvah slavs because kavana means we don't care about kavana at all. All we care is about the pu'ula. And v'halka kari, your yotze, unless you misread the words, in which case you change the pu'ula. What am I now to do that? That comes in a few times. For starters, you see this even in Rishon. Tosfos himself in Masechta Sukkah and Daf Lamed test wants to know how it is that we live out all four meaning to make a bracha on them. Usually, when you make a bracha, you want to do an over la'asiyas immediately before you fulfill the mitzvah. So you lift a piece of matzah, you make a hamotzi alechlas matzah, then you eat it. When do you make the bracha? When the matzah was where? In your hand, not on the table. That's already over to over. That's too much of a hefsek. So you put it in your hands. So that's great for the mitzvah. When it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, you put it on your arm. Before you tie, you make the bracha, and then you tie it right after the bracha, which makes over l'asiyas. You shouldn't make the bracha while the tefillin is still in the bag, while the tefillin are, you know, I don't know, you're putting them on your arm, you should be sitting on your arm waiting to make the bracha the pole. You also shouldn't make the bracha too late. After you've already wrapped them up, fine. That's great for most mitzvahs. The trouble, it makes sense for matzah, it makes sense for tefillin, it makes sense for, I don't know what, for, Shofar, you run into trouble with the mitzvah of lulav. I was thinking mitzvah of sukkah may give us some trouble also, but we'll think about that later.
Mitzvah, maybe.
Halakha's nearest may give us some trouble, but we'll talk about this last time also. But lulav is the one that we're showing really bothered by, because if I lift up the lulav and then make the bracha, I have already what? Yeah. Fulfilled the mitzvah. And if I leave the lulav on the table, then it's not. Or Blasias, yes, so Tosfos in the Seches Sukkah offers four distinct possibilities. There are other Rishonim that have other possibilities. Four Tosfos has four possibilities. Three of them solve the problem, one rejects it. One famous answer is you put the esrog upside down. That's what we do, make the bracha. Because you're not, you don't say the esrog upside down. It has to be derech bidilasan. So you lift it upside down, you make the bracha, flip it over, great. Another one says very simple, you hold three meat and leave the esrog on the table. Another dais says, this is a wild dais, you're not even really yotze the mitzvah fully until you say halal. You're not fully down on the until you say halal, really? Not Dakar Shnei, who's going to talk about that? And that, a larger, broader conversation, I'll deviate for 1 second, I'll detour and share with you. This is really true, but salvation is the proof from here that the Dalit didn't have a din of shir l'shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That lifting lulav has two components, the ma'is and the tila, as well as singing praise to Hashem. He had all sorts of other interesting rayas. For example, how do you know a lulav hayavish is no good? A dry lulav, so Rashi says, van gali. And Tosfos says, it's a problem of hadar. But the Yerushalmi says, zekeli van vayu. Pardon me. The Yerushalmi says, lo hamnesi mi haluka. Dead things don't praise God. So Rashi says, you see from here, what does a lulav have to do? There are many other rayas, not for my topic, it's too much of a... But once the Lord of Moshe Salvation, based upon this Yisod, he used to lift up the lulav and make the bracha on it, not in the sukkah in the morning, but rather immediately before Hallel, because this way the bracha on lulav should go on the Gemar bracha on lulav, which is during Hallel. Okay, that's a tangent aside point. Very nice Yisod, you should know that lulav of Salvation developed it. It's up nicely in that red sefer, the, what do they call it? Shiuri, something Shiuri, Shima Shiuri. In any event, Tosfos then offers a fourth answer, which is to have negative kavanah. just have negative kavanah. I'm not yotzei, I'm not yotzei, I'm not yotzei with the chalula, and then I am yotzei. So whether or not that's a legitimate approach may very much depend upon Gufa Arashayla. If you hold negative kavanah, I'm yotzei bal karchav, that would be a terrible solution. If you hold negative kavanah, I have the right not to be yotzei, it would be a great solution, perhaps. Ms. Alvechik had a few more applications of this negative kavanah thing. There are a couple of chumras that Ms. Alvechik actually was very careful about. One took place this morning. This is the Kodesh Ashkenaz. You know what I'm referring to? Ms. Alvechik used to never, ever listen to the Chazan's bracha and then make it his own bracha again himself. That's why, because it's farting or something. In any event, it's Rosh Chodesh, so we said Hallel. Now it's a little tricky because farting. Let's take a regular day of Hallel. A regular day. Say it's the first day of Pesach. It's so good, so who knows? The Chazan usually gets up and makes a bracha. Correct? Everyone says Amen. And then they make their own bracha. And the Salvechik said, wow, if you're yotzei with the Chazan's bracha, what would happen if you made your own bracha again afterwards with VA? Okay, so how do we solve that problem? The answer is we have negative kavanah. But that's really great unless you hold up what? Tosfos who holds it, Mishnah Slavs, Mishnah Kavanah. Negative kavanah doesn't solve your problem. It's not just Tosfos, by the way, there's a rich friend that says that the perishing is second to Rosh Hashanah Dachav Tes. That you don't say Balkarachach, in which case our salvation would always make the bracha along with the chazan before this. Similarly, you find the same thing when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. If you listen to the chazan's bracha of Sfiras HaOmer, why does he make that bracha out loud? This way, everyone who's already out, so to speak, who forgot a day or whatnot, they can be yotze with his. So he's trying to be yotze. If I listen, I'm yotze. Alright, so how do you solve that problem? The answer is negative kavanah. Makes a lot of sense, unless you hold up Tosfos, who believes that what? You're Yotze Bal Karchach. Against your will, you're Yotze. There are all sorts of situations like this. Every time I find myself in shul for Havdalah, Motzi Shabbos, I try to leave. Not to be Yotze, not to hear Havdalah. Why? I'm going to go and make it again for my wife. So it's a chumrah. But according to Tosfos, it would be a bracha. I'm going to tell her to go and make it again for my wife. At least, perhaps, if she's not Chayyamis. In any event, those are great nafkaminas. Let me just get two more points across because we're a little bit of running out of time. One's a textual one and one is a lot of Ramayasa. And the whole thing is just a chumra of a salvation. The mikra is not necessary. Two last points, a textual one and a halakha Ramayasa. Let's review the Gemara. The Gemara had opened up with a kasha and said, how does mitzvah lav tzrichos kavana understand the Mishnah and Brachos? They says you need kavana for Shema. The Gemara then said, no, I know why. It means kavana likros. The Mishnah thinks you need kavana likros. Correct? And therefore, mitzvah lav tzrichos kavanah can read it. One second. Is this something that Rashi can palate or no? Is this something that Tosfos can palate or no? Who's going to have a very difficult time understanding stage two of the Gemara? Huh? Tosfos, why? Because he says kavanah is not a variable. Well, you know what stage three does? Stage three said, one second, you did the pa'ula. Stage two is incorrect. Now what does stage four do? That stage four is in a second way of answering kasha one. It's a rejection of teretz, the first teretz, stage two. And now we're giving a better teretz. Korah v'higia, you read the words incorrectly. That would be shitas atosfos. According to Rashi, it's not a rejection, it's a modification. Stage 4 is not answering Kasha 1, it's answering Kasha Stage 3. According to Rashi, one second, Vahakakari, oh no, the answer, Vahakakari, how could you ever not have Kavanah to do that? You want to know what? If you're reading Kore Behagia, well then you might have not have had Kavanah Likros, and you do need Kavanah Likros. According to Rashi, this is really an answer to Kasha number 3, well, according to Tosfos, it's an answer to Kasha back in stage 1. Lechora, a fascinating way of reading the Gemara, and this is a great methodological move. Anytime you ever have, like the whole series, question, answer, question, answer is that fourth answer, modifying answer to, back in stage two. It's working with it, just attempting tai chi or alternating ever so slightly, or is it rejecting it and saying something entirely else completely? L'chore, that'd be two different ways of reading the Gemara. That's really what I wanted to say, but I'll quickly mention halacha l'maisa, just so you should be aware. How do we paskin for mitzvahs tzrichas kavana? We paskin, first of all, it's machlokas tanoim, I think. Certainly it's machlokas amarayim, maybe not tanoim. Certainly machlokas amarayim, machlokas rishonim, machlokas poskin. The standard is that it's machlokas the Magen Avraham versus the guy. As to whether or not we paskin mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, or maybe, I think the Magen Avraham says, we only paskin mitzvahs tzrichas kavana for mitzvahs daraisa. Or in other words, basically, it's a suffix and a paskin. So for mitzvahs daraisa, we go l'chomo. Mitzvahs darabanan, we go l'kula. L'may naskin mina, every time you put on tefillin, you should know what you're doing. Every time you do these things, you know what you're doing. Now the truth is, you probably don't even need to. Probably stam. The reason you're putting on tefillin is l'shem mitzvahs tefillin. You don't have to say, I'm doing it. It's good if you do a l'shem mitzvah, but it's probably, there's no other reason you put those black boxes onto your arm with the parsha of Kriyat Shema and Tzadik, unless it's for the mitzvah of tefillin. So that probably is enough for mitzvah tzrichas kavana to fulfill your obligation. But where it comes out much more relevant is anytime you lend a friend $5, it's a mitzvah sase d'arayis of halva. There's a good chance that you would have done without l'shem mitzvah. And therefore, for lending people money, for maybe giving stock we have now, the things that you wouldn't necessarily have intuition, that you're doing a mitzvah, and it is a mitzvah, so the mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. Halva is one of the most overlooked mitzvahs. Every time you lend someone money, every time you pay someone back, it's priyas balchov. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana would certainly bring us one step closer. Rabbi, I will stop.